This is Passport to Texas. Late summer is a great time for hummingbird viewing in the state.
Obviously, the places people see them most often is around feeders.
Mark Klim is in wildlife diversity and a hummingbird enthusiast. You can attract hummingbirds to your yard with a hummingbird feeder filled with a solution of one part sugar to four parts water. Once you've hung a feeder, Klim says it is vital to keep the contents fresh.
During the summer months, you want to change that every 2 to 4 days. During the winter months, you might get away with 4 to 6 days, but certainly no longer than that.
If you prefer your hummers in the wild, you're in luck. 18 species of this popular bird live in Texas, but you have to know where to look.
If you're looking in the wild, you're going to want to look in areas where there's a number of flowering plants available. They do require shelter, so they're going to be around evergreen or well-leaved trees, depending on the season. And they're also going to be found where there's water. Water is a critical element of their environment, and they're going to be found where there's water.
Find more information about hummingbirds when you log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. While you're there, you might also sign up to become a citizen scientist with the Hummingbird Roundup. Again, find out how at the website. We record our series at the Blockhouse in Austin, Texas, and Joel Block engineers our program. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.